May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. If I go on for too long, somebody raise your hand and say, all right, that's it, that's enough.
All right.
There's so many things that caught my attention, I'm sorry. But I'm going to start with the gospel anyway. We were talking yesterday at the Tuesday service. It was last night. About the divinity and the humanity of Christ. And this particular gospel also gives us a little glimpse. And just the very first verse. Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come. And we talked about it a little bit. Can you imagine? You know, put yourself into Jesus' shoes, so to speak, or into Jesus' life, or to know that within a day you were going to be crucified, you were going to be betrayed and abandoned by all your closest friends. But what did he do anyway? And it's so remarkable. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And after supper, what he did was he got up and he was still deciding to try to teach them how to be. Now most of us, I don't know if I could even focus on anything, let alone not be scared to death or nervous about trying to care about teaching somebody anything at that point anymore, because I'd probably be more worried about me and the pain that I was going to endure. And the other thing is, would I really allow that to happen if I had the capability to say, nope, that's it, I've had enough. Poof, be gone. Because basically, Jesus could have done that. But what he did was, you know, he started washing their feet. And the servants did that in those days, just the servants. And we learn from Peter, poor Peter gets a bad rap because he's got such a mouth. But Peter's like, you're not gonna wash my feet. No way. And then what does Jesus say? He says, unless I wash you, you have no share with me. Peter had to learn a few things, as all of us do. We have to allow God Almighty to serve us. And that gets scary, because then we know deep in our hearts, because we love the Lord, we love our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that we need to reciprocate that love and be vulnerable. Be willing to give our utmost to everyone that we come in contact with all the time. And that's not an easy thing to do. It's not an easy thing to do. And so Jesus, at one of his worst times, was still trying to teach how to love, how to serve, and how to imitate himself. And even at the very end, it says, I give you a new commandment, that you should love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should also love one another. And how did Jesus love us? To the end. Totally, perfectly, constantly, unconditionally. And that's how he loved us. And he says, if you have love for one another, that's how other people are going to know that you're my disciples. And even our processional hymn, the very last verse, it says, Should we forget our Savior's praise, the stones themselves would sing. And that's very humbling because it's very true. And we are called as God's children. We're called as Jesus' brothers and sisters to not to forget and to try to praise God enough that we just kind of invite people in, not even exactly with words, but just by our actions, by how we love, how we treat, how we look, and just our whole being should try to be an example of Christ in the world. So I guess I'll stop because there's too much more. But it's really a good Lenten lesson to learn how to be obedient, to be ready to serve, but most of all, to be ready to love as Jesus loves.